Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to another edition of CMC Radio. I'm your host, Rob May. I hope everybody's having a fantastic week so far. It's Friday night, 6:30 p.m. here on the East Coast in New York, and I don't know about you guys, but I'm very excited for this weekend. One of my favorite things is playoff football, and we're getting full into the swing of things this weekend, both Saturday and Sunday, so this house is ready to go. And, you know, if you guys are into it, cool. If not, you know, hope you got something good planned for the weekend yourselves. But joining me tonight is one of my favorite guests that I've had on of late, Mrs. Sharon Moyer of His Radiant Glory. Sharon, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, Rob?
Great, great, great. Good to have you back on the show. As
thank
I mentioned, you.
You are
definitely one of my favorite guests that we have on.
Well, thank
I'm happy
you
to
so
say
much.
That we absolutely, yeah. And I'm happy to say that we do have you coming back on the show for at least another three episodes, possibly a fourth, as we're trying to work that one out. But getting right to it, Sharon, why don't you share with us just a little bit about, you know, your background, you know, catch everybody up that might be only joining us now tonight for the first time through.
Okay. I was born in Conway, Arkansas, and with wonderful parents. And also, I had a brother, and I was in a senior play in high school in my senior year in Arkansas, which really got me started in the performing arts. And I'd had a lot of dance background, a ballet and tap and all that. And at the age of 19, I moved to Las Vegas from Arkansas with my dear mom and my brother. And it was there at the age of 21 that I met my wonderful husband, who is a handsome Marine, at a disco club.
Very nice.
Actually, my mom met him at the Golden Gate Casino in Las Vegas, and she told him my whole life story, and he wanted to meet me, so she brought him across the street where I was dancing at a disco club, and we were married 5 months later. And we have a daughter, Tracy, a son, Robert, and a grandson, David.
You were married 5 months after you met him?
After we met each other, we only had 5 dates.
Wow. That is something. And you guys are still going strong.
We're still going strong. Yes, we are.
That's incredible. Well, I mean, obviously, I mean, you guys must be able to really, you know, stand the sight of each other. You guys do a lot of things together. You work
we
together.
We do everything together.
That's great. That's really good to hear. So why don't you tell us, can you tell us a little, I don't think you've shared too much. I mean, yeah, but why don't you tell us a little bit more about your husband, Bob?
My husband, Bob, okay, I met him when he was a Marine sergeant. My mother met him first, as I said, in the Golden Gate Casino. And we were married 5 months later here in Las Vegas at one of the wedding chapels. And then we moved to California, where he was stationed at Camp Pendleton. And then later on, he went back to the war. He just returned from the Vietnam War. We went back to the war, and I had to move back to Las Vegas at that time.
Now,
and he's a wonderful
do...
husband who's a writer, also published with the book
That's
Bulldog
right.
Fate. Yes.
That's right. Now, let me ask you this. In terms of who got who into writing, or were both of you into it? And it just kind of, you know, was one more thing that the two of you had in common.
Well, I've always enjoyed writing, but in 1980, I met Maria Malova Kearns, who was a former Russian princess in California, and she was a former psychic to the stars in Hollywood.
Oh, wow.
And I met her at a Christian meeting. She was very famous, and she had a life-after-death experience and actually found herself in hell. And she called out to Jesus, and he came and took her out, and she became alive again and was able to write these books. And she had an encounter with God, and she became from involved in the psychic and the occult world into the Christian world, and she wrote many Christian books. Well, I met her in California at a Christian meeting, and she asked me to take care of her book table. Before the meeting was over, she gave me a prophecy, and she said, "You will write many Christian books." And this was back in the 1980s.
Wow.
And I did not start writing until 2004.
Crazy.
And so that I've always loved that writing as my background.
Sure, sure.
Uh-huh.
Now, did your husband, you know, I'm sure he's probably super supportive, right?
Oh, very supportive. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And was it something for him too? Did he kind of have this feeling that, you know, he was compelled to write in what he was thinking about too?
Well, as I told you, the Bulldog Faith book is about something about the Marine Corps and his
mm-hmm.
faith in God, how
right.
God brought him safely through the wars, Vietnam War, two different
sure.
times, and the miracles that we saw, and his mercy and his grace protection over him.
Mm-hmm.
And so he wrote the book, Bulldog Faith, to build up the faith of the military and to show them that they can get through the war if they have strong faith in God.
Mm-hmm. And I want to ask, because I know that you do a lot of work with women who have experienced
yes,
a lot of different traumatic experiences. Now, did your husband or does your husband ever work with veterans and try to kind of share his experiences to have them, you know, realize that, you know, what they're going through, yes, is, you know, insane and very, very hard to deal with. But does he
mm-hmm.
ever work with them to kind of share his experience?
He does attend the veterans meetings in the community we live in sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And as I told you, he was delivered from flashbacks and malaria attacks through
right.
the power of prayer. And so he does talk to other veterans and
sure.
encourage them. And so many of them have his books now, too.
Right. Yeah, I can imagine.
Uh-huh.
And so do the two of you, when you look back on the many experiences that you have together, do you ever reflect on things and say, oh, man, I wish we could have done this differently, or, oh, I should have done this differently? Or, you know, do you feel pretty confident in the things that you've done so far?
Well, I feel confident in most things we do, but there are some things we wish we could have spent more time with our children. Or
mm-hmm.
Military life is very stressful, and so he was in the Marines for 20 years.
Wow,
and,
yeah.
So, yes, I think that was probably would be the regrets, more or less, you know, with that.
Sure. And how old are your children now? Are they grown?
Yes, they're in their 40s.
Okay. All right.
Uh-huh.
And do they you know, have a strong faith as you guys do, and do they pursue anything similar to what you do? I mean, obviously, you know, I always laugh because I don't know how you have time to do anything with all the different things that you are
yeah.
involved with.
Yeah. Well, I know one thing. They received a prophecy we did several years ago from a healing evangelist prophet
mm-hmm.
who said that our children are both going to serve God. And it hasn't happened yet, but I have faith to believe it will happen.
Right.
And we're seeing some positive changes in their lives. And
sure.
So I would say that.
Great. And are mm-hmm. they located near where you are now, or is everybody spread out?
One's in California, our son, and then our daughter's here in Las Vegas, who works at Venetian Hotel.
Great.
Uh-huh.
Okay, well, so Sharon, I want to move along a little bit now to the actual, the books that you've written, because, you know, that is what I think people need to know about, and I really think that, you know, if you can tell us a bit about where people can get these books and then
okay.
maybe go into a little bit of it, it'd be great.
Okay. I have 6 published books through Glory Bound Publishing, and they were each from 12 booklets in each book. Each booklet I started writing booklets first, became a chapter in my books.
Mm-hmm.
And my first book is His Radiant Glory, which I shared about 2 weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
and some of my experiences and everything, how my husband got set free from flashbacks and malaria attacks in the military.
Sure.
And also, I had a poem I wanted to share about my chapter 3 in His Radiant Glory.
Sure.
And this is the poem. Niagara Falls, it's still demonstrates dynamic powers. The sparkling rain brings forth refreshing showers. The crackling thunder frightens a child in the night, but the beautiful flowers it brings is a child's delight. That's one of the poems. I have a poem before every chapter.
Very
as
nice.
A request to my publisher. And so I won't share too much on His Radiant Glory. That was my first book, and also the name of my ministry, too. The second book is Explosive Prayer. And I do write about how if we will read the Word of God every day, we will not experience fear and torment, because the Word of God will renew our minds. And I did this poem before this chapter. Meditate on these things. We as believers always set the pace by thinking thoughts that are uplifting. To Him we will not bring disgrace if our minds and hearts are not shifting. That's one of the poems that I wrote, of the 12 poems in that book. So it's very important, it says in Philippians, to not be anxious for anything, but pray about everything.
Mm-hmm.
And try to think on those things that are good and honest and true and pure, of good report. Then we will have peace. And if you'd like me to share about the Tabernacle of David, it's my third book.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
And as I told you before, that Jesus is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And I talk about how we can enter into His throne room through our prayer and through our praises in my book, in chapter 12. And I'd like to share a little of this for you. To seek the majesty of the King, come boldly into His secluded chamber, where He waits for your expressions of praise and passion of love. Press into His presence. Let His holiness invade your soul. Gaze into His eyes of flaming fire. That's just part of what I write about in that book. And it talks a lot about the King and how He's coming someday to take us back, His believers. And also my fourth book is on outpouring of healing. As I shared, that I do teach women that have gone through, I mentor women, gone through suffering and trauma and crises and everything. In my home, I have meetings. I mentor these women twice a month, and I teach them the Word of God. I teach them from my books. And one thing I will share in chapter 2 of my book says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He never changes. He is the healer of the sick and afflicted. So you see, His power has never changed. He still heals today. And I have received many miracle healings myself. And my husband has too. My husband received healing from third-degree burns when he was in the military. And God just totally healed him. The doctor had told him he would have to have skin grafts. But thank God he didn't have to. He was totally healed in 6 weeks. And the doctors were amazed. And I knew it was the power of prayer.
It wasn't something that they expected?
Pardon?
The doctors didn't expect it to be a full recovery?
No, they thought he would have to have skin grafting.
Wow.
And that's how he had a God encounter, was through his healing of his burned hand.
Mm-hmm.
It was a grease fire, and he burned his hand.
No.
And so that was like a turning point in our lives at that time. And then, of course, the fourth book, I'm sorry, that was the fourth book. The fifth book is about mm-hmm. the blood of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And I talk about a poem here called Beyond the Neon. I'm talking about Las Vegas, mm-hmm. where we live. And this is the poem. The brightness of the city lights are very exciting, but sometimes lead you down the crooked street. Before you know it, you are in darkness without lighting. Choose Jesus, and you will have victory and not defeat. Okay, this is from chapter 8. I'll read a little bit about this.
Sure, yeah, absolutely.
Living in Las Vegas, I see the neon lights every time I drive down the Las Vegas Strip. The casino hotels are located on the famous strip. Thousands of tourists are hustling and bustling up and down the streets. They're looking for excitement and fortune in all the wrong places. They're trying to fill that God-shaped vacuum within them with gambling, alcohol, and lavish entertainment. They're searching for the neon lights. They should be searching for the light of the world, who is Jesus Christ. They need to go beyond the neon. These confused people will discover a life of addiction and hopelessness if they continue down the road of destruction. Jesus wants to bring them out of their darkness and place them in his everlasting light and give them eternal life. Now that's in my, it's my fifth book. Now, the new book that just came out is called Latter Rains of Glory. And I talk about when Jesus is coming on the clouds to bring his believers to home with him.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be called the Second Coming. And here's a poem that I wrote. I hear the distant sound of a horse's hoofbeats. The King of Kings is returning, riding a white horse. When he arrives, we will have no fear and face no defeat. The kingdom of God is violent, and victoriously we take it by force. So it says in Matthew 24 that the sign of the Son of Man will appear in heaven, then all the tribes of the earth will mourn. They will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. We are called the Bride of Christ if we're believers. And we're waiting for the glorious second coming of Jesus Christ. So that's just part of what I write about, too, in that last book, number 6. But I do have some prophetic poetry that I have a manuscript that I will be releasing soon.
Would you like me to share a little? Oh, absolutely.
If you don't mind sharing it, please. I don't mind.
Great.
Okay. One is called Dance in the Rain and Forget the Pain. So dance in the rain and forget your pain. This is the way to handle all distress. King Jesus on the cross, for you was slain. No matter what, Jesus will always bless. Dance in the rain, forget the pain. Do not look at the storms in your life. Just know in your mind his word is true. King Jesus will heal all pain and strife. And here's the last one in the prophetic poetry that I have called Don't Mock the Rock. See, Jesus is called the rock of our salvation. And this is what I wrote here. Jesus Christ was mocked when he was nailed to the cross and shed his precious, sinless blood for the salvation of the world. Men think Jesus was a prophet and a great teacher. They had no clue who he really is, that he is alive and well. He even took the keys to open the kingdom of heaven and destroy the gates of hell. King Jesus is the rock of our salvation. He's the only way to the kingdom. He is speaking to humanity today. These words, don't mock the rock, for his name is mocked every day. And he still receives mocking and jeers and degradation. He deserves only our highest praises and humble appreciation. So that's just some of the share in my writings that I wanted to share today with you.
Great. Yeah, I mean, and, you know, what I got to say most about it is that I think that people, you know, people that are truly into the things that you discuss and the things that you write about.
Yes.
And it's something that really, I mean, the audience is always going to be there. So it's fascinating to me, you know, to actually hear, you know, this. And I would love for, like I said, for everyone to at least, you know, try to get their hands on it in some way, shape, or form. Now, I know we can go to His Radiant Glory and order the books directly off there too, right?
Yes, you can actually get her to contact me. There's not really a place on the website for the ordering the books, but you can contact myself by phone or by email.
Sure.
And I do have books on hand here.
Is that Radiant Glory at Yahoo?
No, just AOL.com.
Okay. And I see. What if they go to Glorybound Publishing?
They would be able to receive the 6 books, but not the booklets or the prophetic writings, poetry.
Gotcha.
They would not have that.
Okay. All right. And and so I got to say, do you hold one of the books closest to your heart?
Oh, I guess I do. In one of my third book, Restoring the Tabernacle of David, I talk about my dance ministry, which I've had for many years. And I've traveled all over the United States and Canada with doing dance workshops and doing motivational speaking and before I even started writing. So.
And what do you love most about, you know, getting out there and talking to people on a motivational speaker level?
I love just talking about Jesus and his mm-hmm. his mercy, his love, and his grace. And his forgiveness. And he does not judge people. He forgives.
Right. And does your husband travel with you everywhere that you go with it, with your motivational speaking?
Most of the time he does. He does do that.
That's great.
Because he is retired, so we're able to travel. We're free to go and do what we want to do as the doors open.
I got to ask you about this because okay. you've mentioned the singing and how you sing. You know, you've recorded, obviously, an album.
Yes, I have.
Now, is the album available through anywhere?
Only through myself.
Okay.
I have the rights to that only.
Perfect. Well, that's smart. Mm-hmm. So you've been a part of, I know that, you know, and even as close as the last month, you've been singing, you sing for cruises and you sing with bands.
I do.
And
mm-hmm.
What is the this talent show that you'll be in?
Okay, that's coming this Sunday, November 10th, not November, January 10th, and it's called Anthems Got Talent. And this will be my third year. I was in fourth place last year.
Very cool.
So we have different singers. We even have one of the Marvelettes that will be trying out this time. She's one of my friends, and she lives in our community. We have a lot of well-known people and professional people. You know, mm-hmm. entertainers and everything, of course, in this area.
Now, are you directly in Las Vegas, or is it like a suburb or something outside of Vegas?
Oh, it's just right outside of it. I mean, we're very close to it.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Henderson, which is an anthem. Mm-hmm.
For the surrounding area, Sharon, I got to ask, do you find that... Is there a lot of, is there a community of great faith there, or is it, you know, with Vegas being right there? I mean, I imagine Vegas to be a little different in terms of, you know, not being so conventional and the traditional, you know. What's it like over there?
I would say there are quite a few active churches, very powerful churches that people have a large attendance, mega church, as you would say. And so in all different areas in Las Vegas and in Henderson, where we live. And, you know, it says in the Bible, where sin abounds, so much more does grace abound.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what I would say about Las Vegas. And I really see a great revival coming to this city right here. And it would change the hearts of many people. And the lies.
That's great. You know, like I said, it's just from an outside perspective, I always wondered about that, you know, because, it, you know, it seems to me that you have this great faith and you have sustained it through all these years living in, you know, in an area where there's a lot of excess, a lot of, you know, it's just kind of, it truly surprises me, to say the least, that you know, that you were able to kind of keep that going all the way through. And I know it a lot of it has to do with the company that you keep, but I mean, you are in an entertainment field too. I mean, I know that growing up you were
right.
an entertainer, so you know, it's amazing to me. It's nice to hear.
Thank you.
Now, I got to say about the sessions that you hold with you know, the women that have gone through a lot of different things. Is that people that you've met through the faith and through religion, or, you know, how do you kind of get yourself out there for them?
I have met some of the people I did this in California too, and I lived there for 10 years. Mm-hmm. I had opened my home for 10 years there, ministering to women that had gone through trauma.
Wow.
And teaching them, even before I started writing. And now that I've written all these books, I'm teaching out of them and my booklets here in this area I live in, the community. And I met them through other churches and also just people I meet on the streets or whatever, you know. But.
Mm-hmm. Sure. And do you and your husband have any plans for, you know, getting out, you know, spreading the ministry this year at all? You know, are you going to travel, you know, with him anywhere?
Well, we possibly will go on the cruise again in October.
Uh-huh. Sure.
To the coastal California this time and parts of Mexico. And mm-hmm. as I said before, we just had our books on display there, and we did sell some. And I believe we're making an impact, you know, Princess Cruise Lines.
Well, I think that's a great thing for you. I mean, clearly, and you performed on that cruise ship too, right?
Oh, yes, I sing several times
right.
with
that's
the band.
What I mean. So, yeah. You know, for you to be able to get up there and do that and then to have the books to back it up, that's a great selling tool. I mean, and it's not even like, and I know from your perspective, you're not trying to sell the books like that. It's not like that's what you're
trying
to do. No,
that's
you're,
not
you're
my
trying
motive.
To get your, right, and that's, I think, genuine, right. And I think people can really take that. But it's great that you can do stuff like that where you are in the public eye singing. And what are your favorite types of songs to sing?
I love to sing Patsy Cline, which I'll be singing song Crazy on Sunday.
Cool. Very cool.
I sing a lot on also with the band, too, on the cruise. And I do sing mostly her songs and other songs, too, like Frankie Valli and other songs, too. I like to sing
very
classic
cool.
songs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. That's awesome. I can tell you this. I know my mom, she would probably love to be on a cruise and hear you sing those songs.
Oh, I'd love to meet her.
go ahead.
I was going to say
CD
is a gospel song called Midnight Cry. Mm-hmm. And I've been singing gospel for many years. That's how I was actually learned to sing, was through the gospel music.
Right.
And now I'm singing all kinds of music, you know.
Sure.
Yeah. Which
yeah,
I enjoy doing because I love music.
How old were you when you first started singing?
First started singing? It was probably around, let's see, when was it? Back in 1990s, I started singing on the traveling and singing with churches and everything that time.
Wow, that's great. Did you ever think when you were growing up that that was going to be something that you'd be doing?
I knew I desired that gift of singing, which I didn't have at
right.
that time, but it came
sure.
later on in my life.
And as far as the path of life for you, and we're winding down to the mm-hmm. final minute and a half here, so I don't want to go too long, but, you know,
okay.
did you see what your life has become before you got there, or did it kind of just kind of unfold in front of you?
The writing you're talking about, or what?
Everything that you do, literally everything.
I knew that it was a desire in my heart, and I always desired to be an author, too. And I just never really knew it would happen in my life. But I think I did see these things coming.
Absolutely. Well, Sharon, I just want to thank you again for coming on tonight.
Thank you.
We're going to have you back on tentatively in 2 weeks from tonight. But again, you know, I know with your schedule, it can be a little crazy, but we're
yes.
more than willing to always work around that. So why don't you just tell people one last time the best ways to contact you and ways to get the books?
Okay. I have them here in my home, and through email, you can reach me at hisradiantglory@aol.com. And if you could put, like, attention books, I would know that you would be interested in the books
mm-hmm.
and the CDs, too. Also, then I have rmoyer5946@aol.com, my husband's email, which he has his book, Bulldog Face, for military people. And I would say the phone number. It's 702-367-7878. And, of course, the website, you can check out the list of booklets.
Mm-hmm.
on www.hisradiantglory.com.
All right. Well, Sharon, I want you to have a good couple of weeks, and we're going to have you back on shortly, okay?
I look forward to it.
All right. Well, thank you again, Sharon, for coming on to the show. And everybody, please check out hisradiantglory.com and Sharon Moyer and her husband, Bob Moyer, doing some really great work and, you know, really uplifting story. And, you know, keep the faith. And I hope everybody has a beautiful weekend. And we will see you guys soon. So from everybody here at CMC Radio, thank you again, Sharon. And we will talk to you soon.
Thank you. Okay.
All right. Have a great weekend, everybody.